VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Russia has detained a U.S. citizen on suspicion of spying. Russia's Domestic Security Service issued a statement on Monday naming Paul Whelan as a suspect. They said he was arrested in Moscow on December 28th and charged with espionage. At least three people died and three others were injured in a gas explosion in the Russian city of on Monday, according to the Russian Emergencies Ministry. The explosion happened at about 3 in the morning local time. 79 people are believed to still be trapped under the debris in minus 26 degrees Celsius temperatures. The partial U.S. government shutdown has entered a second week. Democrats will take control of the U.S. House this week, and they say they have a plan to reopen the government. The shutdown was caused by a dispute between the Democrats and President Trump over money for a wall between the U.S. and Mexico. Mr. Trump is now insisting he wants an actual wall, as he promised during his campaign, despite three of his aides saying a wall may not ever be built. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Outgoing Chief of Staff John Kelly told the LA Times the president abandoned the notion of a solid concrete wall early after taking office, adding, to be honest, it's not a wall, but rather various security enhancements. After dining yesterday with the president, Senator Lindsey Graham said much the same.
The wall has become a metaphor for border security.
But the president today tweets an all-concrete wall was never abandoned. Counselor Kellyanne Conway on Fox News Sunday said there's no contradiction.
It is a silly semantic argument.
And says people are trying to turn wall into a four-letter word.
President Trump on Monday defended his planned withdrawal of all 2,000 American troops from Syria, attacking critics on Twitter as chronic complainers. This is VOA News. Ballot counting was underway in Congo's long-delayed presidential election. The national poll that drew immediate criticism for its lack of organization, allegations of vote rigging and malfunctioning equipment. While both of the presidential frontrunners say they're confident of victory, critics say this messy situation was part of the plan all along to keep the ruling coalition firmly in control. VOA's Anita Powell has been monitoring the situation from Johannesburg, South Africa.
Voters in the Democratic Republic of Congo are angry after a chaotic Sunday poll that saw massive irregularities, including alleged errors in the voter roll, delays at polling stations, delayed polling materials, and technical malfunctions. Observers from the Catholic Church Observation Mission said the poll had been relatively calm as vote counting continued Monday. But the mood in the capital was tense, and local media reported that internet access had been suddenly cut for an untold number of residents.
Police in Sudan's capital fired tear gas Monday at demonstrators